USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More Americans finding jobs. The federal government releasing the unemployment report yesterday for July. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%. We're still not at pre-pandemic levels, but President Biden says this is proof we're heading in the right direction.
Now, while our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtless will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working, the Biden plan produces results, and the Biden plan is moving the country forward.
The report coming out after 25 states opt out of federal unemployment assistance in an effort to get more people back to work. This report, though, doesn't include a state-by-state breakdown. A fire burning for over 3 weeks in Northern California, making history. The Dixie Wildfire, now the largest single wildfire in state history, the third biggest overall. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
With COVID cases rising among children, there are concerns schools that reopen may shut down again. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling USA Today yesterday schools need to be open.
The most important thing is to get the children in person back to school.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, though, doesn't appear to be as committed to keeping schools open.
The transmission in the community, I wouldn't say the school, the community spread gets to a certain level, it may be best to have students learning from home. But we're going to do everything in our power not to go there. The kids suffered enough. If we follow the rules, use the mitigation strategies, get vaccinated as soon as you can, I'm hoping we don't have to do that this year.
Cardona speaking at a town hall in Boston yesterday. The federal government pausing student loan payments through the end of January. The Department of Education says this will be the final extension of the pause. Hezbollah firing rockets into Israel from Lebanon for the first time in 15 years. The rockets fired yesterday into northern Israel. No word on casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some southern states getting hit hard by COVID cases among children. Wendy King has more.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is ordering a mask mandate for public schools in the fall.
In just 4 days, another 3,939 children, these are people below the age of 18, have tested positive in Louisiana.
Frontline hospital workers in Florida are reporting a surge in COVID patients in children's hospitals. A family in West Memphis, Arkansas, are now mourning the death of their 11-year-old girl due to COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Republican lawmaker seeking to impeach the president, Ohio Congressman Bob Gibbs, on Friday sends a letter to colleagues asking them to consider filing articles of impeachment against President Biden. Gibbs's reasons for impeachment, the extension of the eviction moratorium and not securing the southern border. He says both violate the Constitution. The Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. The Taliban Friday seizing control of a provincial capital for the first time since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. The U.N. envoy to Afghanistan saying Friday the war has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. 10 people stabbed on a train in Tokyo, at least one seriously hurt, happening Friday night on a commuter train, a man in his 30s in custody. USA men's basketball wins its fourth straight Olympic gold medal. They beat France 97-92 Saturday morning. Kevin Durant with 29 points. Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton, who play for the Milwaukee Bucks, become the fifth and sixth players to win an NBA title and gold medal in the same summer. And American golfer Nelly Korda makes history. She becomes the first golfer to win a major and a gold medal in the same year. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.